Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or maybe just handling it better. We go through our daily adventure where we ask the question, what have I done today? What stands out today? What is the most important thing that happened today or the most important thing that we did today? How have you overcome today? And what was your challenge today? We march into the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. We talk to people who are faced with major challenges and find the struggles and triumphs and lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the call of the other side, the way they faced situations that they never thought they would have to face. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you in the face, that there are resources deep within you that begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you, and invite you to help yourself to situations that you never saw before. The E-Factor is all about right here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, we have Challenge Day. And although it was Sunday all day, and the sun was shining, and the day here on the East Coast was, well, the only word that we can describe as far as the weather and the wind is paradise. They should have been, and that's the kind of day it could have been. And it was that kind of a day, even though the challenge was there in the morning and the challenge was there at night. But today, dark side of the soul paid me a visit. The light side of the soul gave me a break and a smile because the sun was shining. But the dark side, it hit me hard. And I will tell you about that in a minute. Because tonight's show is dedicated to Jacqueline, who's a single mother, a very hard worker, and loving her children, but finding it very, very tough to find the time. And the question is, where do I find the time? And the question we want to ask Jacqueline is, what is your biggest challenge? Because your biggest challenge is what we're going to address. And since we don't know what your biggest challenge is right now, we're going to do an assumption, which is not always good, but it is definitely an invitation for you to call in. And you can even call in anonymously, because we are going to dedicate this one to single moms who find it very tough anywhere, and they're supporting their family all by themselves. We dedicated the show to Jacqueline not because the dark side of the soul paid me a visit today, but because the light side of the soul gave me a break today and a smile. The dark side of the soul story is my own. It has nothing to do with Jacqueline. But Jacqueline's been on my mind, and so Jacqueline, this is for you, and this is for your big, big heart, and all that love that you have to give. Not to judge the situation, but to help your situation. You understand that there are a lot of people in the exact same situation, and there are a lot of things that you can do to make your life so much better, so much stronger, and so much more comfortable than you even know is possible. So here is the quote for you. Don't think you are, know you are. Powerful mother, a powerful woman. And that you need to remember that power that you have, you can utilize it in any way that you want. And we will show you the door, but you're the one that's going to walk through it. And what I'm going to tell you today has to do with the experience that I have with being a single mother that had made the decision that I was not going to pursue trying to get child support, trying to get help, but I was going to do everything in my power, work double hard, work two jobs, work really, really late so that I could support the kids by myself. And even though I have gone through the experience, and we will talk about that, here's what the quote that's looking in my face is telling me: that a smart person learns from their experience, but a wise person learns from other people's experience. And that's why I'm going to talk about that. The thing that really my heart was how hard you work. How hard you work from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then from 5 o'clock till 8 or 9 o'clock at night before you can go home and see your kids. And this is not just for Jacqueline. It's for any single mom that has kids at home that are waiting for you. At 9 o'clock, kids are either asleep or very near sleep, and you really don't have a chance to spend any time with them. Now, do you have any choices here? Do you have any choice if you really need to support these kids? And if you choose, how do you take that choice and how do you spend more time with the kids? And I really hate to say this because I have been there, and I know that if someone would have said this to me, I would have resented it a lot. But change, now that my kids are no longer young enough to depend on me, they're old enough if they want to be on their own, but they don't have to. I'm going to take total responsibility for everything that happened. And by taking total responsibility, I could truly say that there is one thing that I wish I would have changed, and that would have been to spend more time at home. The question that pops into my head, is, could I have done it? Could I have spent more time at home when I needed to go to work? I needed to basically be everything, the mother, the father, the grandmother, the grandfather, because in my situations, I didn't have that. Some people have a grandmother and a mother or a sister or a brother or a cousin or somebody else that would give them a hand. For me, I didn't. It was me and the kids and myself and I, and there was nobody else. So could I have spent more time with them, all those things, having to be the mother, the father, the caretaker, cousin, the aunt, the everything possibly in a person's life I had to be because I was all alone. And it's really pathetic because I do have such a big family. But as the situation goes, I was. So going back to those times, with everything that I've done and all the mistakes that I've made, because we all make mistakes, it's just one thing that if I could have gone back and changed, it would have been to spend more time with the kids. Pass so quickly, and there's nothing that's more important than that. And is that possible? Is it possible to spend more time with the kids when you have to work? Yeah, it is. It's choices. And it is something because, believe it or not, we do set our own boundaries and we do make decisions. So things are not just happening to us, we make decisions. And if it doesn't seem like we're making our own decisions, it seems like life is making decisions for us, then that's the illusion. It's the illusion that same way that the dark the soul did come to visit me tonight. one of the things that you need to do is stop telling yourself that it shouldn't be happening and that it couldn't be happening. And instead, look at it and see that there is something in it, that's something in it for you. And when you start looking at it, you will find that there are other options. And here's a quote that I really like today. When life squeezes and out of me comes anger or fear or resentment or any of those kind of things, it isn't because of life. Well, tonight, life squeezed me. And raising my kids, life squeezed me. And what came out of me was a lot of love and a lot of anger and a lot of resentment and a lot of light and a lot of joy and a lot of all those things mingled together. But the fear that we were not going to have enough me away from my kids for many, many, many hours and many, many days. And that's one thing I wish I could have changed. And if you're in that situation now and you can't change it now, then you can learn from my mistakes. Because my mistakes hopefully be your triumph. And my forgiving myself is also my triumph because I do forgive myself. I am human. I have made mistakes. And that universal love that embraces all of us will always be there. Will always allow us to be alive, allow me to be alive, allow you to thrive, and allow everybody to grow and flourish like a flower, if that is what you want. Because even after all this time, and after all these things that we do on this planet, sun never says to the earth, you owe me. You owe me. So when we give from our hearts, especially when we give to kids, we give and we give and we give and we do not expect anything in return. And that's when you know that it's true love and that beautiful thing can come out of it and it's something that you want to be there. You can be financially okay by working different kind of hours, different kind of ways. Being congruent with who we know we can truly be. Don't limit your skill based on what you did yesterday. Set a new congruency. That's really, really important. Learn that everything is as it should be today. When you learn to accept reality as it is. Because that is when you can set reality as you want it to be. So when someone is going through a tough experience, even the darkest threat, even the most situation that you think is impossible, adds beauty to the entire picture. So if you need to be in a state of gratitude, not only for the things that are going well, but particularly when you go through rough times, like when the dark side of the soul comes and knocks on your door. The storms in our life create something very powerful for us. Create love. They create understanding. And the stronger the storm is, the more power you get. Because don't forget that energy doesn't dissipate. It just changes. So if you have a strong negative energy, and you switch it over to positive energy, it's still just as strong, and then it gets stronger. So when you're going through a struggle in your life, that's when you get the compassion for other people that are going through it. Because you cannot get the compassion, although it would be nice. So the idea is to be in a state of gratitude and say thank you for everything, even for the challenges. Because everything that happens to us is a gift. Disappointment is a disservice to yourself. We can be dissatisfied, but why? Why be dissatisfied? So the better way to look at it is to allow everything to be what it is. Allow yourself to feel the satisfaction called being present. Because if you're not satisfied all the time, what is going to happen? What is your life going to look like? And let your ability to direct your own will and decide today to stop putting any energy into things that are disappointing and instead look at things to be learned from what is not perfect. No, I'm learning from that instead of why is this happening to me and say something like, I did my best. Let's learn and do better next time. So having a learning mindset helps you from being disappointed. And so the question we ask is, what did you learn today? What did you learn today? And for Jackie, it's not about changing anything. It's not about judgment. It's not about telling anyone what to do, not Jackie, not anyone, because you're going to have to do, and you're going to have to make your choices. And of course, one of the most important things in life is to make choices. But when you make those choices, one of the things that I'm hurting about is that I didn't spend as much time with my kids as I wanted to. And maybe there's something to learn from that. Maybe there's something you can change from that. That you might have some kind of benefit that I wish I have. Not that we should tell ourselves, no, it shouldn't be happening and it couldn't be happening. No, not at all. We need to look at everything and see that there is something in it for you. You got to look, what is it? What's in it for me? And you will find it. You'll always find it. So in dealing with the dark side that came to hit tonight, which was very difficult, I actually ran out on the street and started pacing the floors in the middle of the night because I just didn't know what else to do. And it did calm me down. And it did last for only a minute, but it hit me. And it made me realize that no matter what we do, no matter where we are, it could hit us anytime, anywhere. We can explode. But the faster we become aware, feel about it afterwards, and still, I don't know how good I can feel about it today. Perhaps tomorrow may feel better. Today, it really doesn't feel so great. And we have come to the end of Tippy Talk tonight on the E Factor Show. We are listening to Block Talk Radio with TNT in the Night. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. And that book talks about my near-death experience when I thought it was darkness that came to visit me. But in the end, I found out it was the best gift I ever got. But it wasn't fun. But it was great afterward. Or you have either first or second on the list. Or you can also go to my website and you can find out more about it by going to lifemodification.net. That's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter of the book and see if you wish to read more. Because the first chapter might make you want to see more, might make you want to close the book, but either way, it's worth a try. E Factor stands for the energy factor, It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. The most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call in live at the show by pushing that follow button right on top, and you will get notified every time we broadcast. And then, if you're available, you can give us a call. You can leave a comment right at the bottom. Until we meet again, have a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.